I want to give a chance for, just one second, give a chance for Ms. Smith, Diane Smith. Did you have some comments that you wanted to make? Could you come up to the microphone? Ms. Smith has worked for years, literally years, with groups, working on this, and your comments.
I thank you very much for letting me speak, and I understand in listening very carefully to all the comments, the concerns. I chaired the first committee that was only made up of residents of Searsport. At that time, it was extremely controversial, and residents, it was so controversial, people weren't even speaking to each other in the town. It took more than a year, but eventually those who were not speaking to each other, having 24 people on that committee, they did begin to, and we found common ground on this, and lots of fears that developed over 40 years had begun to be resolved, and people began to trust each other because they begin to realize that we all really wanted the same thing, and we were all trying to protect the town. The next committee that came into being, I co-chaired. And during that process, which we thought would be a small committee, and then we opened it, we had 45 members to that committee that was representative of just about everyone and anyone who had a stake in Sears Island and the port and in conservation. It was during that working of that session that I think, from my reading of the history over the past 40 years, is the first time that those who opposed each other about the use of that island actually came together and really found common ground and then pursued that through legal channels. We reviewed everything to the best of our power to make sure that the rights to pursue a port were not being jeopardized by the rights to begin to develop something on the conservation side of the island. The next committee that formed, I did chair and facilitated those meetings, and at that time there were only 15 members representing, again, all interest, but this time it became a working session. And at that time, many of the questions that you're, actually all the concerns and questions that I've heard today and on November 18th, were addressed in detail by people, and we had the necessary experts come in and assure us and brought the necessary studies to assure us that what we were putting into that easement, which was reviewed again by attorneys and on all sides, and we wanted to make sure that in the end the town of Searsport, which is what I'm really representing here, which has people in the town that obviously want the conservation and want the port. And so both sides had to be satisfied, and I felt that as a representing the town and working with our town manager, James Gilway, and others in the town, we worked very hard to make sure that we were protecting the port, which is a great asset to us, and also making sure that part of that island was also being used for conservation purposes. In that process, we began to better appreciate that until the controversy stopped, no one is going to be interested in investing billions of dollars to build a port that the issue was still unresolved. And so by coming up with an agreement, that as we did in that report, we put to bed many issues that were never resolved in the 40 years. Major issues were resolved. And we now know that, to the best of our knowledge, legally, if this easement goes forward, the marketing of this port is going to be made much more easy and much more appealing to people. And at the same time, the town, in that process, if it waits, and we wait and for whether it's 3 or 20 years for completion, the town receives no revenues at all. The town has lost, in this period of time, $1 or $3 million in revenue. That is not ours. If we can go forward as is suggested in this executive order, it means that in the process of trying to find interest in developing a port, finding the necessary enormous amount of money that it's going to take to have such a port, that the town can be benefiting from the potential tourism that would be attracted to the conservation side, because we can enhance that side of the island, we can make it more appealing, and there are other things in tourism in the state of Maine that will draw people to want to come and visit that island and located other tourist things in the area. So the reason why the town feels very strongly on this and hopes that you do to take a vote today or Thursday in favor of this is that from an economic point of view, the town wants to create the jobs. We want to preserve that part of the island so that it still has value, because right now it is not protected, and the very things that we want to do in that island are being destroyed by the very people who are using the island for recreation, because they don't know what should be stepped on and what shouldn't be stepped on. So I cannot urge you enough, as much as I know that why it's been confusing, I understand that, but I can't urge you enough to recognize that if you want this port, this is the time to make the decision to move ahead, because I think the easement has been very well defined to protect the rights to pursue a port, and it's to your advantage that you have this easement. It is to your advantage.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, and thank you for the time that you've put in and for the attention you've given this.